Sometime this summer, Frank Evans, better known to bullfighting aficionados as El Inglés, may decide to hang up his cape. Mr. Evans, who was the son of a butcher from Manchester, is the first Briton ever to reach the level of matador. He faced his first bull in the ring in 1967, but an old injury is threatening to bring his career to a close. El Inglés is on the line from Marbella, Spain. Mr. Evans, thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's a great pleasure.
And what makes a guy from Manchester become a matador?
Well, I don't think the careers officer mentioned it to me when I left school, but maybe I should take that up with him one day. But I was invited to a wedding in Granada, and I saw my first bullfight, and I became hooked on the spectacle then. And shortly after that, I was handed a book, which was the autobiography of the first English bullfighter, a guy called Vincent Charles Hitchcock. And I think that the book actually inspired me.
How unusual is a 62-year-old matador?
It's not terribly unusual. Most people in the profession are somewhere between 15 and, I would say, 35. But if you've never let go of the rope and you've trained every day, all the day of your life, when you stand in front of the bull, everything is working to its maximum. Your eyesight, your heart, your brain, everything's having to function to the maximum. And I think that's a very healthy thing for you to be doing, really. As long as the bull doesn't get hold of you, of course, and then you can come a cropper. But then it makes you do things like run and swim and lift weights, and it keeps you healthy. I don't know if you live any longer, but you certainly live healthier while you're about. Mm.
You're fighting in Almería this weekend.
Yes.
Now, forgive my appalling ignorance about bullfighting, but, I mean, do you know the name of your bull ahead of time? Do you have?
I wouldn't know that. I suppose if you only get busy, you could really find out. But all the bulls do have a number and a name. Uh-huh. They're all thoroughbreds with pedigree. And what normally happens with me with regard to names is that I very often will dedicate my work to a friend or a dignitary or a very good-looking girl who might be sitting in the stands. And if I then am awarded an ear or two ears, if I do very well, I very often have them preserved and presented to the person to whom I dedicated the work, and then I find out what the name of the bull was and where he came from, and I put it all onto a little sort of inscription.
Mr. Evans, I hope this doesn't sound strange, but I certainly want to wish you good luck this weekend. I also want to wish the bull good luck.
That's nice balance. The best thing you can hope for the bull, I mean, all bulls are born eventually to end up on somebody's plate. That's the destiny, unfortunately, of the bull. It's the tragedy of the bull's existence, really. And the best thing you can hope for is that the fight is good and the kill is quick and clean, and that's what I'm hoping for.
Good luck.
Thank you very much indeed.
Frank Evans, better known as El Inglés, speaking with us from Marbella, Spain.